Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
Spot on 6:05 for a Wednesday morning. Thanks for the Maccas this morning.
That's all right.
You brought in there.
Bit of team morale.
Yeah.
That's the word, right?
Yeah, morale.
Morale.
Yeah, you got it.
Bear Grylls always talks about morale.
Yeah, so what does he say? You're out there, you've just drank your own urine, you've slept in a carcass, and he says you've got to keep that morale up.
He says it's one of the most important things of survival.
Yeah?
Is a bit of morale. Yeah, like if you, for example, find some berries or like, you know, catch something to eat.
It feels good.
Yeah, it's actually way more important how it makes you feel and like gives you that hope than what it actually gives to you, like the energy it gives to you.
Yeah, right. So you need to harness that morale for later.
Yeah.
And it distracts you from the wee that you're about to drink.
It does. That's what he says.
Yeah, I can get through this wee because I found those berries earlier.
I don't think I could ever drink my own urine. Like, that would be rock bottom, wouldn't it? Like, if you had to do it for survival, could you do it? I guess you could in any, you know, any situation where you had to do it to stay alive.
Would you rather drink your own or someone else's?
Oh, my own.
What if the other person was hot?
No.
Does it make a difference?
Yuck.
Really?
No way. I'd have my own pale ale.
I love how adamant you are about your own wee. Oh, mine is definitely better.
What, you'd rather drink someone else's?
Well, it depends who it is.
No way. Doesn't depend. It'd always be mine. What about you, Producer H?
This is making me sick.
No. It's not a question I thought we'd ask ourselves at 6 o'clock in the morning.
We wanted to do that Bear Grylls thing out at Glenworth Valley.
Yeah, they do like an overnight Bear Grylls style thing. It's one of the only ones in Australia.
And
we wanted to put it to the test.
24-hour survival challenge. We wanted to do
still
that.
Still keen.
Yeah, I'm still keen. Still probably keen not in winter.
You got to catch your own fish and everything, though. Like, it's full on.
I guess you can't really, in a situation, pick the time where you need to survive, so you should just do it at any time.
Yeah, but if we get given the option, we'll go in spring.
Yes.
Spring, when it's kind of nice.
Nice, medium.
Just quickly back to the wee thing.
Oh, here we go.
If it was my wee.
Never.
Or Miranda Kerr's wee. I'd probably go Miranda's. Come on, guys. You telling me you wouldn't?
No, I'd go my own.
Just a thought.
You weirdo.
Oh, I'm a weirdo. We're talking about drinking our own wee, and I'm the weirdo. Oh, Bear Grylls. Didn't it come out that show was fake?
No, it's real.
Is it
Don't
real?
Ruin it for me.
Sorry.
Don't you dare ruin it for me.
He's off camera eating McDonald's.
He's an ex-special ops, okay?
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
7:06, warm morning, 22 degrees. I love listening to the meteorology people talk about the weather. Oh my God, it's so warm today.
Oh,
it's so hot today. I got out of bed, it was warm.
I do love weather, and I realised yesterday at one point how old I actually am.
Why is that?
I had this light bulb moment where I was in Kathmandu.
Yes.
And I was actually going to purchase a jacket from Kathmandu. And I literally went, oh my God, you're so old.
Good jackets.
Well, once I went
nice
in there,
jackets.
I realised pretty quickly that I can't afford anything in there.
Is it pretty pricey?
Oh,
is it?
My God.
Really? Good quality?
Like, I'm not going to say, obviously, they're amazing jackets, but $300? Not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more a Kmart.
You trot it on down to Kmart.
Wear a skivvy underneath and a singlet.
Whatever they've got.
Yeah.
Because for $300, you could walk out with a whole new wardrobe.
Seriously, you could walk out with a whole home cinema from Kmart.
Hey, quickly, does your mum know what day it is today? Mama Di?
What's today?
40 years since Elvis passed away today.
No doubt she would.
Oh, she'll be cranking the Elvis.
She would know for sure. What if we got Elvis in Birthday Banger? You'd have to pick it.
What do you mean? Oh, if it came up today?
Yep.
Could happen.
It'd be the ghost of Elvis.
I think the only time we've played Elvis in Birthday Banger was Little Less Conversation, the remix, wasn't it? So,
yep.
And that was a rare sight. But 40 years since the King passed away.
Oh, too long.
Yeah. Never met the guy, so. What? What?
You leave the King
yeah,
alone.
Yeah, the King.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
That study came out last week which said the Australian economy was losing millions of dollars because Aussies aren't getting enough sleep.
Yes.
Because if you don't get enough sleep, they're saying productivity isn't as high.
Yep.
But a study has come out this week to back that study up, and it's saying
a study to back a study?
Yeah, a study to back a study.
I love a good study to
guys,
back a study.
Yeah. And it's saying that sleeping naked will eliminate all these problems.
Okay. I used to sleep naked.
I don't even want to think about that, to be honest.
But then I, for some reason, couldn't do it anymore.
Is it because your fiance didn't like it?
No, she's all about it. She's fine with it. No, it just got a bit, I don't know.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's
me personally, I'm not a person who sleeps naked.
In winter, it's too cold. In summer, it's too sticky. You know?
Oh, what are you doing?
You just got to, you know, hold that stuff together. It's got to be held together.
So they're saying it's for a bunch of reasons. Number one, they say it boosts male virility. So that's a plus. If you're looking to have some babies, well, sleep naked.
Is that because of, so? Because they also say if you wear the tighties.
I think it's the same reason.
It's just letting the, the juices flow.
Let it fly free. Yes. Number two, they say it reduces stress. Number three, this is an interesting one. They say there's a direct link between insomnia and poor body temperature. So they're saying a lot of the time, the reason why people wake up during the night is because they overheat.
Right.
And obviously, if you sleep naked, that will help with that.
Yep.
Number four, getting a good night's sleep has been found directly to affect your chances of getting diabetes or heart disease, which is interesting. And number five, less clothes equals more happy. Because you're more likely to probably
get it on.
Exactly.
They do say that.
You've already done half the work. Yeah. You're already there. May as well.
Might as well do it. But you need someone next to you, though.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
So not always.
Work that out.
I thought we should get to know the people
yes.
of the show this morning with a bit of this.
We really want to know.
Do we really want to know?
I want to know. Yeah,
I want to know. People of this show.
Yes.
Who sleeps naked and who doesn't?
So we have to just guess based purely on chatting to people on 13, 12, 16. That's it.
Exactly right. So you need to call through right now on 13, 12, 16. Either if you sleep naked or not, it doesn't matter. We will guess.
Okay. Simple one this morning. 13, 12, 16. Do you sleep naked? That's it. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
That's next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Where were you? Want to know.
No information is too much information on this show.
No.
We want to know everything.
Give us more.
And this morning, we want to know if the people who listen to this show sleep naked. Because a study has come out and it said that sleeping naked is actually really good for your health. It boosts male virility, it reduces stress, it cures insomnia, or they say it helps with insomnia. Just a bunch of stuff.
It adds to my insomnia. If I try and sneak nude, I'm like, oh, this just doesn't feel
right. I feel weird.
I went through a nude phase.
I feel very strange.
And I've turned back. So we're going to chat to people on 13, 12, 16. Our producer, Rach, knows their answers. They've locked them in.
Yes.
We just want to find out by chatting to these people whether they sleep.
And we will have to guess this morning.
Nude or not. Let's go to Mitch. My side of town, your mind. Morning, Mitch.
Morning, Mitch.
Morning.
Hello, mate.
Mitch, are you a kind of free-spirited kind of guy?
Oh, I am. I like to think I am.
Okay.
You got a partner, Mitch, or are you single?
I got a partner.
Right. How long have you guys been together?
Been dating for almost 4 years now.
4 years is a long time. If it was a new relationship and you started sleeping nude, I could think maybe not. But 4 years, I could see that.
Okay.
And Mitch, can I say this? Mitch called in quick. And I think if you're calling in quick...
Means you sleep nude.
You're bragging to sleep nude.
I think I'm going to lock it in with you. Mitch is a nude sleeper.
You guys are just too good.
Yes, we put it all together.
We put it all together. He just called up to brag. I've got this one.
Guys, I'll let it fly free.
Can I just quickly ask, because Mitch does sleep nude, do you feel more, you know, stress-free, all the things that these studies say?
I feel like I do. Definitely cooler in summer.
Okay.
Yeah, well, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Don't get satin sheets.
No, I hate that.
Yeah,
you stick to those.
You don't want that rubbing on parts.
Yeah, that's not great. Let's go to Adam in Greenpoint. Morning, Adzi.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, mate.
Hmm.
All the blokes calling through this morning.
Adam, what do you do for a job?
I'm a surveyor.
Okay, a surveyor. I always pretend like I know what that means.
Yeah, you survey things.
Yes, I know exactly what that is. Yeah, surveyor.
Would you say it's a stressful job, Adam?
At times.
Can be at times.
Do you have to wear a suit and tie to work?
No.
Okay.
Not a suit and tie.
I was going to say, if he did, you want to let it all hang out at night time.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Mm. Ever been to a nude beach, Adam? Are you one of those sort of people?
No, I've never been to a nude beach.
No nude beaches?
Birdie Beach. Delightful spot.
More behind closed doors kind of nude. What are you feeling on this one, Bree?
I'm going to say he sounds very serious.
Yes.
But that might be to throw us off.
You say nude?
I'm going to say yes. Sleep He's throwing nude. Us off. I'm going to say you are a nude sleeper.
All right, I'll back you.
Adam?
Yep.
Yes!
Oh, two from two, the blokes.
He nearly had me too. Yeah. That was his tactic. Yeah. We take this so seriously.
We really want to get it. Kevin's in Morissette. Morning, Kev.
All right, big Kev.
Morning.
Morning, mate. Oh, he sounds like a loose unit already.
Do you have a tanned rig, Kev?
Yeah. Fairly.
Okay.
Mostly
fairly tanned rig.
Are you well-groomed and fit?
I wouldn't say fit, but well-groomed.
Okay.
I just want to get three from three. That's
Same
all I care
here.
About right now.
Kev, are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
He's in one. I'm just going to say we've got three blokes. They've all called up to say they sleep nude. That's what I'm backing.
All right.
What bloke's calling up to say he doesn't sleep nude?
Yeah, he's not a real man.
Kev,
we say you sleep nude.
What do you say?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, we did it. Oh, we're good at this game. Three guys.
We just know what nude people sound like on the phone.
Oh, and can you agree with this study, Kev? Do you say that you're more stress-free? What do you think about this study?
Oh, yeah, you just feel free when you definitely keeps the temperature down.
Kev, can I ask, do you think it gets you over the line some nights because you're already naked with your partner, that it's just one thing you don't have to do, so you go, oh, may as well.
Yeah, well, she sleeps naked most of the time too, so.
Perfect situation.
There you go. That's that one step that you take out of the equation, isn't
Seriously,
it?
Seriously, so, sometimes that's the reason why I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered to take my pants off.
That's the reason, is it? There ain't nobody else in there, mate.
Well, that's another reason.
There's multiple reasons.
I'm just saying that was one of them.
It all adds up.
That
it
was,
all adds
you know,
up.
One of the slight reasons.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Talked about some crazy criminals in our time and the things people try and steal. Someone stole, was it $300,000 worth of Avos one time?
That's right.
And you always wonder, what do these people do with this stuff once they get their hands on it?
They like, sell it for more money.
Well, a little bit at a time? Is that how it works?
Or in bulk, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how it works.
As your eyes dart across the room?
I've heard
of
that's
it.
What happens.
Have you heard of these guys in Germany that stole $100,000 worth of Nutella?
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?
100 grand worth of Nutella.
Genius.
And Kinder Surprises were in the truck as well.
Oh,
they stole the whole lot.
That's the truck I'd be doing a heist on.
The Nutella truck?
Oh, hell yeah.
What would you do with $100,000 worth of Nutella?
Eat it in one sitting.
You're just swimming in the back of the truck of Nutella. Just, oh.
I'd go bachelor style and bathe in it.
I'm the king of,
Seriously.
I'm the queen of
I'd
Nutella.
Be like, you know what? I'm going to have a bath in Nutella because I can.
Are you a massive Nutella fan?
Yeah, I do love Nutella, but I never buy it because I don't trust myself around it.
Yeah, you always gravitate towards it in the cupboard, don't you?
I still remember the first time I ever tried Nutella.
Oh, wasn't it like Christmas?
It was so good. My mum bought one of those. Do you remember the Nutella used to come in like a glass? So after you'd finish it, you can use it as an actual drinking glass. Do you remember
those? I do remember that, actually.
And
that's
it had,
old school.
Disney characters
that's
and
right.
Looney Tunes on it.
Yeah.
And I remember my mum bought this Nutella and my sister and I were so excited about it.
Yeah.
And my sister, who was the ringleader, can I say, because she's a chocoholic, has grabbed...
the ringleader.
She was the ringleader. And then she blamed it on me. She grabbed it and she was like, psst, come out the back. I've got the Nutella.
Oh.
And then I remember exactly where we were and we both had a spoon and we ate the whole jar in one go and then we copped it. We never got given Nutella again for like 10 years, I reckon.
Rach, can you go to the kitchen for us, grab us a big spoon, and we'll just sit here and watch Bree eat that big
I've already
tub
eaten
of,
half of that.
Could you?
I kept putting the lid back on it to make it look like I had it.
It actually legitimately is half gone.
You keep getting stuck into that. Is that why that's in
look
here?
Look how much I've eaten.
They sent us that. Nutella sent us that. You guys... You guys weren't in Germany sometime this week, were you? You and your sister weren't in Germany by any reason? Have you eaten all that since?
You know what I do? Because this was sitting on our desk. Because
yeah.
we got given this from Nutella.
They and sent it to us.
It's a giant one. Mm. And every time you would leave to go to the bathroom, I'd have a spoon like hidden.
Where? The desk?
At our desk, like where we sit. Every time you'd leave, I know that I'd have a certain amount of time to get a spoon. Every day I've been doing
I haven't
that.
Had one little bit out of that Nutella.
Yeah, trust me. You don't want any of this now.
Can we put that in the microwave?
Yeah.
And you'll sit there and drink the rest of that
no
Nutella.
No way. This
Come
is
on.
A 750-gram jar.
Do you love Nutella or not? If you love Nutella, you'll do it.
I think I love not pooing my pants.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's Amateur Acting.
All right, so the rules of the game. We're going to act out a scene here. When you know the answer, call through on 13 12 16. We will stop the scene. If you guess it, you win. If not, we keep going.
Yeah, so don't call through until you think you know what the scene might be.
No cheating.
No cheating. I mean, our actoring is pretty good, so...
Stop saying actoring. That's not a word.
That's what I do. I actor.
Producer Rach, you are the director, so you need to yell out stop if someone calls through.
Action.
I need a better action than that before.
Action.
No, more
no, where's,
just like...
Where's the passion?
Action.
Give us some passion.
Give me something.
Action!
Now I'm feeling it. End scene. Here we go. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Don't get mad, but Brandon told me what you did for him.
Oh, well, rest assured it was equally as thrilling for me.
No, he told me the truth. I was just hoping that you could do the same for me.
Goodbye, Evan.
Wait. I can pay you.
I'm about 6 seconds away from slapping you so hard in your teeth they will bleed.
Can you do it in front of everyone? Hey, I don't need your permission.
Oh. Christy is in Tugra. Morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Do you know the scene of the movie?
I think it's from Easy A.
I was enjoying acting that
Me
scene.
Too,
oh,
Christy.
Was, oh, Christy. You could
You're
have
right.
Easy A.
God, you got it quick.
I love that movie.
I've
Emma
seen
Stone.
It like 14 times, I reckon.
Of course, Bree picks the chubby guy for me to act in the scene.
Well, I thought, you know, method acting.
I was watching the scene to get into it, and there's this fit guy that gets out of the pool. I'm like, here we go. Bree's picked the fit guy for me. 1 minute later, this fat guy comes along, and I start going, that's me. Is it great? Awesome.
And I'm Emma Stone.
And you're Emma Stone.
Loving it.
Obviously, they're insinuating something else than, you know, if you've seen the movie.
Exactly
and it's
right.
not actually that. Hilarity. Hey, we've got the Trader Vic's voucher coming your way, Christy.
Oh, perfect. You're in Tugra.
You're there,
Thank
so
you.
Enjoy
no
that.
No worries.
They've got their massive sale on at the moment for the hottest brands and hottest prices this winter. It has to be Trader Vic's. They've got up to 70% off. And we've got your vouchers all this week here at C.
That's awesome.
I was getting into that.
Yeah, me too. There was a lot more of the scene to go.
Want to act out the rest?
No, not really.
Okay, me, yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I've got a theory when it comes to birthday messages on Facebook.
Yes.
Someone we know had a birthday yesterday, Christopher Larper, who used to work here, right?
Oh, yes. He got the can.
Did he?
Well, no, technically no.
He's the one.
Kind of.
We've talked about Larper on this show before. He's the one that stole the nice bottle of wine from my housewarming party when I just met him.
I don't think you told me who stole that. My mum gave you that.
We accused him, remember? So I'm sticking with that.
Oh, okay. You actually didn't find out.
No.
You're just going with that.
He was the loosest unit there, so
That's
I'm blaming him.
That's why he got
him.
Fired from here, too.
Oh, poor guy.
Stealing stuff.
I think left on his own terms. Anyway, we love Larpa. It was his birthday yesterday, and happy birthday to him if you know him.
Took
but
some office furniture
on the way out. Yeah. He was dragging a few chairs.
A couple of chairs.
See you guys.
Bye.
Larpa's birthday yesterday, and here's the thing that I read last night at 11 p.m. last night.
Why were you awake? First of all, anyway,
I think I read it this morning, but I screenshotted it, and I've got a theory on these messages. So you know when you get a bunch of birthday messages on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do that one where you thank everyone for the birthday message.
I never do that one.
Well, here's my question for you. Mm. Is that to legitimately thank everyone for the birthday message, or is it because you're getting to the end of the day and you want more birthday messages?
I don't think so.
Come on.
When you don't want to reply to everyone.
No.
So it's just a blanket, thank you, everyone.
I think there would be people that do that. But then I also, if you're honest with yourself, I think you want some more birthday love.
What do you think, Producer H?
I'm one of those people that does do that status at the end of the day, and it's legitimately so I don't have to reply to
really?
Everyone. It's just to go, thanks everyone, I've seen all your I like every message usually that comes on my page, and I just go, thanks everyone, really appreciate it, love you, blah, 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 all the rest of it. But it's so that I don't have to reply.
If you were a good friend though, you'd go back and individually thank everyone that took time out of their day.
I've got too many people that
I'm killing it on Facebook.
I am killing it. I've got like at least 400 friends.
So. I'll just read his because it's a nice one, but he says, look, as the day comes to an end, I'm super humbled by all the love, well wishes and kind words sent my way, and I'm so happy with all the amazing friends and family I'm surrounded by. Much love, everyone. Cheers for all the birthday love.
I'm gonna finish the night off with this really expensive bottle of wine I stole from Gorney.
Get up with Bree and Gorney.
CFM.
I just remembered something I bought whilst tired on the internet last night. Do you ever do that when you buy things really late at night and then you remember the next day?
I haven't got into this habit, but I know you do it a fair bit. So what did you buy this time around?
I bought last night. Have you guys seen on the internet the eyebrow stamp?
No.
Oh, it's a.
Do you need an eyebrow stamp?
So essentially it's like this stamp thing and you put it into this powder and then you just stamp your eyebrow on. Saves lots of time.
Is this instead of... What's it instead of, though? Instead of putting some darkener on there or something?
Instead of using an angle brush that I usually use, right, and it takes me probably a couple of minutes to, like, angle them in, I just literally go, in the powder, boom, bam, straight on my face.
What if
now
you don't
that
get
I'm
the...
saying it out loud, it sounds even more stupid.
What if you don't get the stamp straight? That's a mess.
That's a problem. That's a real
You'll be coming
problem.
In with wonky sort of eyebrows.
And you know,
like
yeah.
The Rock.
And you know, there's only three different shapes. So
yeah,
I'm
right.
Like, unless your eyebrows are that perfect stamp shape, it's not going to match.
There might be a couple of ladies listening right now going, this sounds all right, actually. So where do we find the eyebrow stamp?
I'll put the link on the Facebook page, but it's been something that's been going viral in the last couple of weeks. Because everyone's about eyebrows these days, but it takes quite a lot of work, like when you're putting them on. And for me, at 4 a.m, I need a stamp.
Why don't you just get the tattoo? Why don't you get the tattoo thing done?
I think they look awesome, the feathering, the ones like the legit eyebrow tattoos that people are getting. But then what if in 10 years that shape isn't in fashion anymore?
My stepmom had the tattoo one, but she had that real thin, you know, the real thin line.
They were
just the line.
That was 20 years ago. They don't do those anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No. No.
Just looked like someone got an eyeliner and went, there you go.
There's actually a girl who I follow on Instagram. She corrects those ones. People who've had that done. Yeah, because they literally do every individual hair as a tattoo. It's amazing. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's incredible.
God, we take some time on our faces, don't we? We really take some time.
Well, I just want to get an eyebrow tattoo just to walk around and go, I've got a face tat.
Yeah, okay.
People will go, what?
Whereabouts?
Seriously, call up my mum. Mum, got a face tat.
It's a little eye drop just under the...
Exactly. I'm like Mike Tyson up in here.
I've murdered someone. I've got to break it to you.
Get up with Bree and Gorney.
CFM.
You know how every now and then you'll see an ad on TV and you'll go, whoa, what was that? What are they trying to sell there? I mean, we've talked about a few in our past
marketing.
With the No, with the face creams where they say you've got to go deep into the Amazon to get this.
That's and we every go, face cream.
We're like, do you really go into the Amazon to get that? We don't think you do.
I want to see footage.
Yes.
Like, who are you sending in there to get that stuff deep in the Amazon? Is it Bear Grylls? Like, who is it?
I want to see someone carving through those bushes trying to find what you need for your face cream in that Amazon. I was watching TV with my sister yesterday. I went around to my sister's place to see how she was going and was sitting on the couch and an ad popped up on TV. And I don't see many ads on TV anymore because I just kind of mute the ads. But this ad was playing and I thought, what is this they're trying to sell? It's Airwick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Airwick are known for their, you know, toilet sprays and stuff.
Air fresheners.
Air fresheners. It's a new ad on TV at the moment. I don't know, have you seen this? The Airwick VI Poo Spray.
I have seen this.
VI, so instead of VIP, it's VI poo. Poo.
And you spray it over the top of your business.
Yeah.
And they say it encases all of the smell inside the toilet bowl.
Exactly.
I don't know if I'd buy that.
Jody says to me yesterday, my sister, she says, I've seen this ad and her best friend says, it is amazing.
Really?
She says, it works.
To be honest, that's a product that's been on the market for a while.
Really?
And I heard Airwick because it was actually called VI Poo. That's what they called it.
That's what it is, yeah.
That was the company. And Airwick have since bought that.
Really?
And have created the Airwick VI Poo. So that was someone who created that.
And
then
they got bought out.
So now they'd be making...
Well done, VI Poo people.
Know, right?
I mean, you've really done
Everyone
well there.
Everyone would have laughed at them. Yes. And then who's laughing now?
If you haven't seen the ad, I've got audio of the ad. And it's like a Hollywood starlet, right? And she's on the ad and she says, everyone needs to do their business, but not everyone needs to be smelly about it. Take a listen.
Even Hollywood's latest sweetheart needs to punish the porcelain occasionally.
But to avoid embarrassment,
I give every bathroom the VI Poo treatment.
Spray generously before taking your seat, and VI Poo forms a protective layer, trapping the icky smell of your devil's donuts.
So I can poopulate anywhere with complete confidence.
Even a VIP needs to VI Poo.
I would have loved to have been in the meeting
I know.
Of all the advertisers coming up with like, so how are we going to market this? Let's get a really hot chick and just ruin a bunch of guys' dreams. Yes.
The Devil's Donuts?
Never heard of
the Devil's Donuts?
No.
The porcelain, what was the porcelain bit?
Punish
the porcelain?
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Oh, have you?
Ride that porcelain bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
What about if we get some of the spray? Because they sell them in the supermarkets.
I legit picked it up yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I actually didn't buy it, but I saw it on a morning show, I think, and I legit picked it up and looked at it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's get some. We'll, you know, do some devil's donuts and put it to the test. No?
Can you do it in the boys' bathroom and then let us know?
I'll put it to the test
for you. Put it to the test.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
This whole Barnaby Joyce thing being from New Zealand, I don't care.
Well,
I'm bored with it.
His dad's from New Zealand.
His dad, okay.
He wasn't even, I don't think he was even born in New Zealand.
Right.
His dad's from New Zealand, and then because his dad, he was, and Barnaby was born before a certain year, technically that makes him a dual citizen or some crap.
Boring political stuff.
Like, worry about the real issues, not if whether Barnaby Joyce is from New Zealand or not.
I did hear something that if they do find out that Barnaby, if they rule, because it was it's going to court, right? The 24th of this month, it's going to court,
mm-hmm.
and they find out whether if they find out that Barnaby's in the wrong, he could lose his seat, and Malcolm Turnbull could lose the being prime minister based on that one seat.
Well, that's why
they're making a big deal out of it.
That's not such a bad thing.
Oh, wait, but there you go.
Maybe we'll get a government who makes decisions and doesn't talk about this stupid stuff.
Anyway, all that political stuff bores me to tears. What I love is Amber Heard getting on board yesterday on Twitter. Now, you'll remember Barnaby Joyce, he's the one that had a crack at Pistol and Boo, their two dogs, when she was back with Johnny Depp when they came to the country.
When he was filming Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's right.
Like the third, I don't know what installment that was of that movie.
Number 17, I think they were filming.
Yeah.
And it was Barnaby Joyce who said this about their dogs, Pistol and Boo.
Mr. Depp has to either take his dogs back to California or we're going to have to euthanize them. If we start letting movie stars, even though they've been the sexiest man alive twice, to come into our nation, then why don't we just break the laws for everybody? So it's time that Pistol and Boo buggered off back to the United States.
Sounds like Barnaby is a bit jealous of Johnny Depp's looks.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Sexiest man twice. Mm. And then he made them sit down and apologise in that really bizarre video. Right. Remember this?
Awesome. When you disrespect Australian law, they will tell you firmly.
I am truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared. Protecting Australia is important.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
Declare everything when you enter
Sounds
Australia.
Sounds like Jonah on Summer Heights. Like, sorry, Ben.
Sorry, Ben.
Sorry.
I said sorry.
I said sorry, sir.
So they went through all that, and I just love on Twitter yesterday, Amber Heard jumped on Twitter, and she's having a field day with this Barnaby.
It.
Oh, man.
I can't believe she's even...
Caring.
Caring.
Oh, I'm sure when the news broke, she went, yes, here we go.
Here's my revenge.
I've waited for this day, Barnaby. She was tweeting yesterday, so she's even tagged Barnaby Joyce in it. She says, when Barnaby Joyce said, no one is above the law, I didn't realise he meant New Zealand law.
Not Amber Heard's best.
Probably. She's having a crack. And then she wrote another tweet. An hour later. So she obviously an hour later went, I can do better than that. All right.
Let's hope so.
So this is what she's saying. There's a picture of a kiwi fruit box, all right, with kiwi fruits in it. Mm-hmm. And she said, to comfort Mr. Joyce in his hour of need, I have sent this box of New Zealand's finest kiwi fruit, assuming this passes his biosecurity laws.
It is kind of.
Amber, you are killing it. That got almost 2,000 retweets.
It's a bit of karma, isn't it?
Oh, it's big time karma.
Oh, it's karma coming back to bite Barnaby right on his behind.
Right on his New Zealand behind, old Barnaby Joyce. So Amber Heard, just a little win there. Hey?
Little stab.
Little stab at Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, why not?
Get shipped back to... Go back to where you came from, Barnaby. Don't look at me like that.
What?
Like I said something offensive to Barnaby Joyce.
I don't think Barnaby's going to care what you say.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
A woman has taken to the internet with her disappointment about the size of her engagement ring.
How much was it, do you think?
Well, it says here, she said how much it was, and she said that she was so happy and excited to accept his proposal, but then she was also disappointed when she saw the size of the ring, considering how much he earns.
So she's basing it on that.
Well,
okay.
I think so. She said his salary is nearly a six-figure sum and he's usually very generous. So when she saw the receipt for the engagement ring.
Oh, she's saying that.
Which was $2,147.
Yeah, not enough.
Yeah.
You can do better than that.
So, I mean, you know, it's not super, super cheap, but it's not how much you'd think someone would spend on an engagement ring. But
no.
I mean, is that just because we've put a lot of pressure on it.
Yeah. Well, we took calls on this show and people were saying ladies called the show and they said they were happy with whatever the guy chose. And some of these guys were spending, you know, $300-$400. That's a lot of money to some people.
To be honest, I would be disappointed if it was ugly.
Is there a picture of it?
No, there's no picture.
So
you can't exactly see what it looks like, but you can get some really nice rings, like some fake diamonds, cubic zirconias.
Yeah.
For obviously that much, but if it was ugly, I'd probably be like, I have to wear this.
Yeah, true.
If it was, show people. You know, obviously she said, she goes on to say that she was disappointed because it was really quite small and that, yeah, she expected more. But it's blowing up on the internet because everyone's weighing in on this and they're saying you should be happy with what he gives you. It's the thought of it that counts. It symbolizes his love. It doesn't matter how much it costs.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I can see from both sides of the story, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, and look, sometimes, can I just say, for anyone that's looking at engagement rings, mm-hmm. bigger doesn't mean more expensive. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
So, even if it is a small ring, mm-hmm. I mean, she's seen the price tag, so she knows it's $2,000.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be this big, extravagant thing for it to be an expensive ring, because it might just be one diamond mm-hmm. with good clarity and size and all that stuff I had to go through when I went through the engagement process. So, some people, I think, are fooled by that, and they see all these people with these big, massive rings, and their expectation is that they're going to get that.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's better.
I really say you need to probably do your homework in the sense of what she would like as to what it would look like.
It
doesn't have to be humongous, but the style is probably the important thing.
And they drop hints.
Yeah, exactly.
Your partner drops hints along the way if you can pick them up.
Of course
little,
they do.
Little hints get dropped.
Yeah. But I want to ask on 13, 12, 16 this morning.
Do it.
I want people to weigh in. Should she be disappointed or should she suck it up and be actually happy about him wanting to marry her and spend the rest of his life with her?
All right, 13, 12, 16 is our number. Keep in mind, she knows how much he gets paid.
Yes.
So she's basing it on that figure as well. And she's saying, hey, you get paid a fair chunk. I maybe would have liked just a little bit more.
So if we do the math on that, so they say, what, 3 months? Of a salary?
That is crazy. That's a crazy
number.
That's
what they say,
I know
don't
it is,
they?
But yeah.
Which is so, a lot of money, so.
For the year it is, yeah.
Oh, God, here we go. I'm going to attempt maths here.
Oh, give it your best.
So let's say he earns $100,000.
Yes.
So let's say 100K.
Divided by 12.
Divided by 12.
Times 3.
Is, okay, times 3.
$25,000.
And he spent.
$2,000.
$2,000. Yeah, oh, could have spent a couple of more.
Putting the rest towards the wedding, maybe?
Let's hope so.
13, 12, 16, your calls. They're coming through. We'll take them next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
A woman is under fire at the moment for coming out on the internet and saying she was disappointed in the size and the cost of her engagement ring after she found the receipt of her, I guess, fiance now, which earns nearly a six-figure sum, but only spent $2,147 on the engagement ring.
So she went digging for the receipt, did she?
I don't know. I'm not sure how she came across it, but she just knows exactly how much it costs.
Because you're not flashing around a $2,000 receipt, or are you?
Yeah, well, who knows?
Maybe you thought it was a lot.
Yeah.
To spend on a ring. $2,000.
Maybe.
You never know. 13, 12, 16 is our number. We want to know from the people that listen to this show this morning.
Should she be disappointed?
Yes.
Or should she just be happy that she's engaged?
Are you on side with her or not on side with her?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's go to Cassie in Wadalba. Morning, Cass.
Morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, Cassie? Should she be disappointed or should she suck it up and be happy with the engagement?
Well, I think that she should be happy with the ring, as long as the ring is beautiful and she's happy with the ring.
Okay.
But I don't think the price matters at all.
So you're saying you're with me, Cassie, and you're saying if it's an ugly ring, then you'd be disappointed.
Well, yeah, actually, yes.
Because, I mean, you have to wear that forever.
And everyone's going to ask to see it and you've got to
exactly
show them
right.
And then everyone thinks, oh, God, that's an ugly ring. Cassie, are you, you're married, right?
I am, yeah, yep.
How did it go down with you guys?
I was pregnant at the time, so I guess I was fine with how much he spent because it was only a couple of hundred.
Okay.
The ring was very small. It definitely isn't a ring that I would choose, but at the end of the day, I was happy that he was, you know, putting that commitment to me. And
Cassie, can I ask, were you embarrassed to show people when they asked to see the ring?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, okay. That's
so there you go. You don't want to, I don't know, I feel like that's a little bit unfair. You don't want to be embarrassed to show people. Like I'd rather it be fake and it be a cubic zirconia and it look beautiful than it be super tiny and be a real diamond. I don't give a crap if it's real.
Oh, you say that now.
No.
You say that now.
No, I'm saying if I had to pick.
Yeah, okay. So if you had the ultimate choice.
Yeah.
Let's go to Renee in Summerland Point. Morning, Renee.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you think?
Honestly, I think she's acting like a spoiled brat.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah.
It's honestly disgusting. Like, he knows what you love. He loves you for who you are. He doesn't expect you to go out and spend thousands of dollars on, you know, a bracelet or a watch for him.
Look, there's better things to be spending your money on as well. I mean, if you're wanting to buy a house and you're wanting to get ahead in life, maybe there's things that you should be putting your money into.
It's not a very superficial thing.
Something that you wear on your finger.
Exactly, $2,500.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Are you engaged or married, Renee?
I am. I've been engaged for 5 years now.
That's a long engagement.
That's a very long engagement.
It is, isn't it? The day will come, it's fine.
The day will come.
How come, Renee?
I don't know. Like, we've been together 10 years, got 3 kids, you know, we're engaged, and when the day comes that we decide, okay, we'll get married, we'll get married.
Life's gotten in the way. Three kids
cost a lot.
I bet.
He shouldn't have spent $20,000 on the ring. I mean, then you guys could have put it towards the
Do you know how much your ring costs, Renee?
I do, and it was only a couple of $100.
Okay.
But it's filled with love, Renee. It's filled with love.
I was posting photos all over Facebook as soon as I got it, showing everyone, flashing it everywhere.
So
you're happy with how it looked?
Oh, very.
Okay, well, that's the main thing.
That's good.
Doesn't matter how much it costs.
Let's go to Alicia.
Morning, Alicia.
Morning. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you. What do you think?
Look, I think she's a bit of a brat, honestly. It's not about the money, and I think I need to do a little bit more research maybe into it because I want to see what the ring looks like.
Me too.
Is it ugly? I'm kind of with you, Bree. If it's like, you don't really want to, you know, it can be worth a lot of money. Or I think two and a bit grand's a decent amount. But, even, you know, these guys are on obviously a lot of money.
Even if she was unhappy with how it looked, like she could go back and choose a different looking ring.
Yeah, it's kind of a crappy thing to do. But you know what? If she's about that, yeah, you can do it. But yeah, oh my God, I really want to see the ring. Like,
me too.
Can we get a picture of it?
Is there any picture? Can we find a picture of this ring?
I'll do some digging, Alicia, and I'll look for the ring and see if I can find it.
She was too embarrassed to post a picture about it.
I think she might have been.
Might have been that bad. Ruby's in Lizaro. Let's wrap this thing up with Ruby this morning.
Morning.
Hello.
How you going?
What's your take? Good.
I'm actually with her a little bit. I think that you should get what you want, you know, and if that costs a certain price or whatever the case is. But we've copped a lot of stuff myself, so I am engaged, and I gave my fiancé my ring.
Okay.
And it was my grandmother's. I've wanted it my whole life. It's all I ever pictured having.
I love that, though, Ruby, that it's your grandma's ring. See, I love sentimental stuff like that.
We've copped it a lot because it's, you know, I've had people say that either, you know, I gave him the ring so he didn't have to spend the money and pressured him into an engagement, or that he's cheap and he shouldn't have accepted that ring.
If it was his
grandmother's, it would be a different story. But because I've gone, hey, you know, when the time comes, we're headed in this direction.
I'm sure he would have loved it. No, he would have gone, oh, brilliant. I don't have to go buy anything, sort it out.
Absolutely. And then he almost floored when I told him how much I spent on my wedding ring. So probably a good thing.
How much?
Yeah, how much?
It was $1,600 my wedding ring. But
on the wedding ring.
Yeah, but my engagement ring is 1960s. It's vintage.
See, that really annoys me, Ruby, that you guys have caught flack for that because of what society has created of what's the norm. Like, who cares?
Absolutely. Yep, drives me insane. And, you know, I have a girlfriend who got married, then went and replaced her entire bridal set because she hated it. Mm. So she kept the engagement ring until they got married. But then after they got married and they had a bit of money left over, or I think they might have used it from their wishing well.
Okay.
The money they got for their presents. And she went and got a new set because she hated it. It was the ugliest ring I'd ever seen in my life.
Well, you should see my mum's engagement ring. She pulled it out last year and I went, I see why you don't wear it because it is ugly. Oh.
Poor Big Steve, your dad.
He's not into fashion.
No.
No, he had no idea.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. CFM.